Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My dear ones, welcome again to your own program, The Gate of Knowledge. We talk about the sermon Al-Muttaqin, the sermon in which Ali, peace be upon him, talks about the virtues and the traits of the people of piety, Ahlul Taqwa, the people of carefulness in their relation with God. We said in the previous session that people of piety, they are the people of virtues. They are after their perfection and reaching virtues that are designed for them. The program that Allah has designed and the capacities that Allah has put in them, and bring the capacity into power, bring it to action and fulfill it. What are the virtues? Although the whole sermon can be considered as traits and the virtues of the pious ones, but in another perspective, we can say that there are basic virtues from which other virtues are derived. Let's see. What are the basic virtues? Maybe the three things that immediately after talking about the fact that the God-fearing in it are the people of distinction, Imam Ali talks about three things. Their speech is to the point. This is the first explanation about the virtues. Their dress is moderate, and their gait is humble. Therefore, we talk about three things here. Let me explain the first one. Imam talks about mantiq. Mantiq is derived in Arabic from nutq. Nutq means the power of speaking. This is one of the meanings of nutq. But another meaning of nutq is the thing that is before speaking. What is in human beings that causes him to be able to talk? And what is the nature of speech? What is the content of speech? The content of speech is our thinking, our thought. We pour our thought in the framework of words and speech. Therefore, the content is thinking. And that's why one of the meanings of nutq in Arabic is thinking power. And mantiq means the style of thinking, the way of thinking. It has two meanings. One is the way of thinking, which is most basic before the speech, and one is speech. Therefore, there are two possibilities here in this stage, in this phrase. One is that Imam Ali, peace be upon him, wants to say that the people of piety, they control their tongue. This is very important in human beings. There are many articles and books talking about the importance of speech. Some say that language carries the culture, and the culture is mostly determined by the language you speak. Therefore, language determines the most part of the identity of a person. The way of a speech, the way a person speaks, and the politeness and the content of the speech forms the personality, a part of, in an important portion, and the part and the section of the personality of a person. Therefore, one of the virtues is the power of the speech and the way of the speech and the content of the speech. We have negative values and positive values in speaking. A person who lies all the time has a negative part in speech. A person who always says the truth is a man of piety, is a truthful person. Therefore, language is very important, and the traits that are related to the language, even we can convey many of the feelings and the dimensions of our thinking, our feelings, through speech. If we control our tongue, we are a good person. If we don't control, sometimes a word has instigated, has started a war between two families, between two people, between two nations even. That is so important, tongue, language. But I think the basic thing that I mentioned, which is the power of thinking, is the most important virtue of the people of taqwa and piety. What is different in a person who is a pious person and a person who is not? The most basic difference between the two is nothing but the way of thinking, the way they look at the universe, the way they understand their surroundings, the way they understand themselves, the way they understand and think about their relation with God, the way they understand the goal of creation, the way they understand what is the way of perfection. These are all dimensions of our way of thinking. What is the model and what is the different dimensions of our thought? This is very basic, and this forms the other actions that we have. First, we think. We are beings who think and then acts. Therefore, the way, the shape, the model, the dimensions of our thought determines our personality and our actions, and it produces the other parts of our personality. Therefore, I think this is deeper than the first meaning, although the first meaning is good as well. A speech is important, but the thing that produces speech and also the other actions, which is the thought, the power of thought, the way we think, the way we understand the world, is very important. And here, if you review the Quran, you will find many verses, many signs in the Quran, many ayahs in the Quran, which talk about and invites people to think about the universe, think about the creation, think about the goal of creation, think how God started the universe, think about this world and the other one, the other world, think about the life and the death, think about all the signs you see in the universe. Quran says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Soon we will show them our signs in the horizons, in different horizons in universe, and also in themselves, in their own souls. Our souls are the nearest thing to us, and the signs and the characteristics of our soul is nearest to us. And then all the other signs that we see, the sky, the earth, sun, moon, stars, wind, rain, plants, and everything that we see, they are signs that can guide us to God, to the secrets of the creation, and can guide us to the right way of thinking and the right way of looking at the universe and finding out what are the truth behind this amazing world in which we live. Therefore, the first virtue of the people of piety is that their way of thinking is right. مَنْتَقُهُمْ أَصَّوَابُ. Sawab means right. They reach to the facts and to the truth of this world. It's a concrete thinking that they have, the same thinking that they have about this world. We talk about the other basic traits in other sessions. God willing. Goodbye. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام.